This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We were talking today in the halaqa after Fajr. We were discussing a few things about Tawbah. And then we discussed the matter of smoking. And then the management told me to repeat after Isha. I wonder why. What's the ruling on smoking? Is it haram? Is it halal? Is it makruh? Is it mustahab? Well, I can guarantee you it's not mustahab. Okay, seriously. When smoking started, was first introduced to human beings around the 60s, the ulama, the scholars gathered to make a ruling. So they asked, what does the smoking do? What does it do to a person? So the smokers said, you know, what it does is it gives you a very bad smell and it changes the colors of your fingers on those days. I don't know if you remember when the smoking in the beginning, it was, and even though now it still stinks, but it was horrible in the beginning. So they said it makes a very bad smell. So the scholars gathered, and as we know in our deen, there's something called qiyas. They look at something in the past, because there was no smoking, so they look at something in the past of the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they compare it, okay? So they looked, what does make smell that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a hadith about? Garlic and onion coming to the masjid, right? So they said, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, makruh, to eat garlic or onion and come to the masjid, and this makes a smell, because of the smell, it bothers the angels and bothers your neighbor. So they said, smoking is makruh. Now, of course, there are people till 2024 stuck to the fatwa of 1960. They love it. Mm-hmm. Makruh. When the manufacturers themselves, not out of love to human beings, out of being forced by the government, they started putting themselves on the box, what do they put? Smoking kills. Allahu Akbar. Smoking kills on the box. And it's not in a small letter in the corner. It's a huge, big, bold letters. Smoking kills. Now, the ruling has to change, right? Since they found out that it actually kills, it's the main cause of cancer. The guy who was young guys, they do not remember that, but the Marlboro guy died out of cancer. The Marlboro guy who used to promote the smoking, he died out of lung cancer, subhanAllah. So they changed the ruling. They said, this is kills. And Allah in Surah An-Nisa, he said, لَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourself, right? Do not kill yourself. It means do not commit suicide. And at the same time, do not kill yourself gradually, right? Because that smoking, it's like just like you're taking a drop of poison until it affects and kills you. So the ruling has changed from makruh to become haram. Haram, officially haram. Plus, there are many dalil from the Quran that smoking is haram. This was, لا تقتلوا أنفسكم is first. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf that he sent a rasul, يحل الطيبات ويحرم الخبائث. Allah sent a messenger that he will make good things halal and he makes evil things khabaith. Now, where do you put smoking? In the good things, طيبات or khabaith? I can give you a hint to make it easy for you where to put it. Where do people smoke when they hide? Where? In the bathroom. What do you say before you go to the bathroom? أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. So, it is, smoking is from the khabaith. It's from the evil things, right? And look at this word. يحرم is the verb from haram. Right? It's khabith. There's no way any one of us would stand in front of Allah and Allah would ask him, is smoking tayyib or khabith? And he will dare to say, it is tayyib. Sah. Now, of course, there are many, many other ayat. Do not waste your money. إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. The one who waste their money are brothers with shaitan. And of course, that's a waste of money. With that money per month, you can dig a well in India or in Bangladesh or in Africa and feed and give water to so many people. صح. Plus the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, very simple, straightforward hadith. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Do not cause harm to others, and do not harm yourself, and do not cause harm to others. And we all know the danger of smoking and the harm of second-hand smoking also. There are so many studies about that. So, ya akhwan, the ruling on smoking is haram, and whomsoever has been tested by this, musiba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa and may Allah help them quit, because we do not make fun of a sinner. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure the sinner and help them quit. So please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to quit. And at the same time, by the time you quit, do not smoke next to the masjid. Please do not smoke in the premises of the masjid. It's not good. Doesn't look good in front of the masjid, and doesn't like it look good in front of our youth who are leaving the masjid. And finally, I came with a solution for whomsoever is sincerely willing to quit. If you really want to quit, I have 100% guaranteed method to quit. Ready? Anytime you smoke a cigarette, you get up, make wudu, and pray two rak'ah. The shaitan will make you quit. Ya ammi, shu hayda hal anni? Every cigarette, two rak'ah, takbir, tasbih, and Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, I told it to a brother 7-8 years ago. He said, Sheikh, I told him, are you serious? He said, I'm serious. Are you really serious? He said, I'm serious. I said, okay. And I gave him the method. Wallahi, he went down from 2 packets to 1, then to 10 cigarettes, and now, alhamdulillah, he quit because he can't. Allah. Every 5 minutes, to rak'ah. You know, this is too much. Subhanallah, the shaitan will make you quit. Because, by the way, this is a method in our deen. Anytime you want to quit something, say, you know what? If I do it again, I'm going to fast 3 days. I'm going to give $500. Sadaqah. By the way, this is another option. Every cigarette, $20. Sadaqah. You know? Subhanallah. So, that is if only you are sincere. And there's nobody who really ask Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely, Ya Allah, help me quit. And Allah will tell him, go away. Impossible. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us quit this ugly habit. And may Allah help our brothers and sisters whoever smoke, inshallah. But still, like I said before, by the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your dua, do not smoke next to the masjid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqati was sabirina was sabirati wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما